So a lot of y'all over on Instagram wanted to have some guided prayer time from me. So that's what we're gonna do. Welcome, I'm Brixinta. If you're new here, I am a singer, a fitness instructor, and a medium. I found out that medium just means that you can basically see into the spirit realm. I think anybody can be a medium. Also, obviously, we have different levels because we have different things we're naturally gifted at, and we have different things we've skill sets we've worked on, but I think anybody has the ability to do that. So I'm a medium. This feels very weird to say. I don't know why, but it does. So I could see angels and demons mostly. I've had experiences where I've talked to, I've seen a couple of apparitions that were odd, but I've actually like full-fledged talked to a woman who wasn't ever there. But mostly what I see is angels and demons in the spirit realm, or like other entities, deities, entities of the sort. So that's what I do, and I've worked a lot on it. I've made a lot of mistakes. If you've listened to some of the past podcasts or YouTube story videos, you know that I've made a lot of mistakes. So I want to help you so that you're safer about it. But also, you don't make the same mistakes I do, so that you're safe for yourself as far as those around you. So today, what I think we'll do is we w I will do some things to protect. So, cause so it, you could do this on any level. Doesn't matter where you're at, where you're at in your skill set. Doesn't matter what level you're at. If you've done this 5,000 times, if this is your first time. So I'm going to walk you through some things that is going to help protect you, as well as open the door at the beginning, but also shut it at the end, so that A, you're not constantly seeing this and overwhelmed, seeing into the spirit realm and overwhelmed. Because that was a mistake that I made for a really long time. Because it is exhausting seeing nonstop into the spirit realm. And hopefully you walk away with no attachments either. So, what if you're experienced, you probably already know how you want to be set up, what you want to do, where you want to go, what's comfortable for you, what's not comfortable, what you're okay with, what you're not okay with. If you're inexperienced, though, you probably want to start off in a place that you're not going to be interrupted, that there's not going to be people walking by. Not like where I'm at right now, because I'm outside. If you hear the wind, I'm sorry. Hopefully it's not too bad. I have the Raycons in, which this is not sponsored. I just really, really like the Raycons. The Raycons do a really good job filtering a lot out, so hopefully we're good because this is a gentle breeze, so hopefully it's not too bad. But if you want to get into a place where you know you're not going to get interrupted, people aren't going to walk in on you, you're not going to feel self-conscious about it, but also probably not a place at home. Unless this is something that you're like, oh, I'm not going to go too deep into. I just want to listen to it right now and see where we go. Because you can always do that, listen to it, and then decide whether you want to do it right now or do it later. But this could potentially like let some things into your home. And if you don't know how to protect or guard or get rid of things, that might not be comfy while you're sleeping. Like nothing, I don't think anything bad's gonna happen because I'm designing this so that anybody at any level can, and we're gonna open and close doors. We're gonna open the doors at the beginning, close them at the end. So theoretically, nothing should, but if you don't really have a support system yet, if you're not experienced with it yet, it could. So disclaimer there. My goal is to help keep you safe and guide you through this. So let me know too at the end if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you want to do this, but you're like, I want more protection, or if I want to know where to go, or like whatever the case. And this is something you could do at home. I just wanted to put the disclaimer in there, so that you're aware. Because when I started all of this stuff, I wasn't on my own totally, but I was with a group of people that like were kind of all like beginner level and didn't really know what to do or how to open and close and protect and all this stuff. So I want you to be a little more prepared. Okay, so now So if you're a pacer, go ahead and pace. If you want to sit down, go ahead and sit down. Keep your eyes open or closed, however is going to put you in the best space and make you feel the most comfortable. When I first, and a lot of times for me, rocking somehow gets me, if I'm super focused, I start rocking. It's a subconscious thing 99% of the time. Sometimes I'll do it intentionally just because I really like rocking. I don't know what it is. But when I first started, I would always sit down and I would close my eyes and really try hard to focus. Sometimes I do that now, sometimes I do a lot. Now I do a whole bunch of different things. And then if I really when I first started, I think I just waited to hear an answer. Like, hey, what's going on in the spirit realm right now? And hear if I could listen if I could hear the answer or if I could see any pictures. And then the other people around me kind of confirmed. So if you want confirmation, doing this in a place that has some history that you can look up is probably a good thing. Because that could get you some confirmation. But like I said, get comfortable wherever you're going to become most comfortable. What I typically do now is if I do get into that super focused place where I'm like rocking and closing my eyes, I ask and then I look around. Or if I'm on a walk right now, for instance, walking by a graveyard, normally if I want to know, I would just look over and be like, what's going on over there? Because I could tap into the place pretty fast. So we're gonna take a little more time than normal, but I'm gonna pretty much walk you through like I normally would. And as we walk through things, you may want to make some tweaks so that it works for you, because we are two different people and we might have two different giftings. We might have the same gifting, but it operates in a different way. And that's okay. It's a learning curve, and that's why you try things and see what works, what doesn't work, and adjust things. But right now I'm going to walk you through what I would normally do. So normally what I would do right now is I would just say a silent prayer, and I believe in Jesus. I pray to God, and I just invite Holy Spirit to be with us right now. You can feel free to pray to whoever it is that you believe in, who you pray to. I'm not sitting here condemning anybody or judging anybody. I'm here for love. I'm not here to convince you to believe what I do. I'm here in case it helps. That's really, or maybe even for some entertainment. But today, hopefully, just helpful. But Holy Spirit, I welcome you into this place. I place a hedge of protection around myself, as well as any listener out there. Any listener, and also that's another thing to note is if you want to, if somebody else is involved, make sure you get their permission, and consent is important. Boundaries are important, and that can be in the spiritual realm and in our earthly natural realm. Boundaries and consent are both very important things. You ever have a spirit coming at you and you did not consent to it, that is the spirit that wants to go. Or keep that. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this place and pray a covering of protection around us, over our hearts, over our bodies, over our minds, over our spirit. Physically, mentally, emotionally, as well as our surrounding area. That nothing would enter without our consent, that no harm would come our way, that any evil would not be able to touch us. One of my boundaries is absolutely never getting touched by a spirit. I hate it. I hate it so much. So I'm placing that boundary in place right now. Oh, these bikers. Bikers today. They're making me so mad. They're coming up behind me and not saying anything and pissing me off. Anyways, sorry, I'm back into the place of peace. Honestly, I feel like God has a really good sense of humor because if we're created in His image, I've got humor for days. So He's got to have a good sense of humor because He made me, right? Anyways, so, and he understands frustrations too. We're human. And like that's something to note too. It's okay to be human. It's okay to feel what you're feeling, to be wherever you're feeling, to like if you wanna if now if you wanna try and see in the spirit realm, it's probably better to be in a more peaceful place for your own mental safety, a mental and physical safety. But if you're praying, you can pray as you are. That's my thoughts. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I welcome in peace. I cast out the spirit of anger and frustration and welcome in peace and focus. I pray, God, that you would protect us from lies and you would shield our mind with truth. That any lying spirit coming our way either wouldn't or we would recognize it immediately and get rid of it. Because we have the authority, we have the power, and if you are in your own home, you have power to get rid of anything. You are not in your own home. I highly recommend leaving whatever it is alone. Unless you're staying there, then you can maybe move it to another room or bind it so that it doesn't bother you while you're there. But I don't recommend trying to cast it out or do much of anything with it because you can end up with attachments and different things like that. And that's just, it's just not a fun place to be. I'm telling you these things out of experience, not to scare you. Because the spirit realm doesn't have to be a scary place. It can actually be, a lot of times what we think as scary, it's actually like angels because they look like monsters, or like actual good spirits, or just spirits we don't understand. And like that's 9 times out of 10, and sometimes it is demonic and like evil, but 9 times out of 10 we're scared of it because we just don't understand. So I invite peace to come in and reside here. And I pray that you would help us focus our minds, that however we're going to be able to hear best and understand best, I pray that you would either speak to us in an audible voice or show us pictures or just show us in our mind's eye what's happening. We are here to see into the spirit realm. We want to know more. We want these mysteries to be demystified and see into the spirit realm, to understand more, to learn more, to grow, to be better humans, to be able to coexist with the spirit realm in a way that we don't have to be afraid, not to disrupt or harm anything, but so that we don't have to be afraid and that we can actually bring peace amongst the living and the dead, or the living and supernatural. That's probably a better way to say it, because I don't actually see humans. I don't know what I believe on that. After talking to that one lady that wasn't actually there, that was apparently a ghost, but like, anyways, that was a side note. I have ADHD, so tangents happen a lot. And honestly, if you're somebody that doesn't do well with tangents, maybe like listen to this and like take some things from it, make some notes or whatever, and do this on your own. Because that might help you focus better. But like, if you're somebody that has ADHD and you go in 20 different directions, it's okay. Like, God's not gonna be offended or mad or not be able to use it because now, is it gonna be a lot harder in the beginning if that's what happens? Yes. If you're not experienced and this happens a lot in the beginning, yes, it probably will be a lot harder to get into the place. But I'm living proof that you can still get to that place. And like, if it's a natural gift for you, it's going to be easier to get into that place as well. And it's going to be a lot more work if you're not, it's not natural. It's all good. It's all about learning and peace. And it's not about peace. I mean, hopefully it is, but it's about learning and trying things, that's what it's about. So, God, I just pray that you open your eyes, that you show us what's going on in the spirit right now. If there is anything that is unsafe, show us that and how to get rid of it, or what actions to take to either remove it or bind it. But right now, show us the things in the spirit realm that are safe. Show us what's going on in the spirit realm. Open our eyes. Please give us either a picture in our mind's eye, an apparition, perhaps. I don't particularly want that, but maybe some of you do. You're doing it, probably not. Whatever you're comfortable praying for, pray for that right now. For me, I actually see, I don't know, I see, it's really easy for me to happen in this place, so it's kind of hard for me to, like, remember what I needed in the beginning. But what I'm seeing currently is a lot of different things. If anybody is feeling overwhelmed by what they're seeing in the spirit right now, God, I pray that you would come in and you would focus on one thing. You would help focus on one thing. Whatever the most important thing is to focus right now, whatever we need to focus on right now, I pray that you'd help us focus on that. And not worry about the other things. And I pray that we would be safe, that you would protect us, no harm would come our way. Now, for me, maybe I'll try to take a picture, Echo. I don't know. I have no promises. But I'm looking at this one headstone in particular that has like a statue on it. It's like part of the headstone. And there's something standing behind it. It's pretty evil, whatever the thing is. And I say that because of how the thing is making me feel. It's making me feel uncomfortable, but then also, like, every time I'm aware of it, I'm starting to, like, get really hot. And so I'm not going to interact with it by any means, because for me, I don't think that would be safe. Or at least not a good idea, at the very least. Starting to make me a little nauseous. Like, that's something, too. Like, you might... Nauseous and dizziness doesn't necessarily mean that it's evil, but if there's a lot of spiritual things going on, sometimes you could feel nauseous or dizzy. That happens a lot, actually, with people. Heat thing is typically not a good thing. And this, for me, was, like, momentarily, and it was every time that I like, brought it. It still is. Every time that I bring into focus the thing that's behind that statue, it's every time as my body like starts to heat up, and as soon as I stop thinking about it, it cools right back down. And there's a small breeze right now, so it's actually super nice out, like a very comfortable temperature, maybe borderline a little cool. So it's like I was totally fine until that happened, until I saw that. So I'm personally closing that door. I don't want to interact or speak to that spirit. I want to move on. So now I'm moving forward, and anything that's over here that would be safe to interact with, that would be maybe a learning opportunity or a growth opportunity or an opportunity for me to help, or anything over here, any spirit over here revealed itself. And so I'm looking at this right portion of the cemetery that I'm in and looking around, seeing if I see anything. I do see some stuff, nothing to like interact with though. It's like more for me, like this particular area, just it's like a feeling of and I can see like some things in my mind's eye, but not like a picture of anything. Like there's like this feeling of a lot of different things going on, but like nothing overwhelming for me anyways. Nothing too crazy, but nothing to really interact with, at least not in this spot. It's a pretty small spot. Because where I'm currently at, in particular, is a quite a large place. The cemetery is pretty big. It's pretty big. I feel like it's pretty sanitized, so it's kind of a larger cemetery. So, like, trying to see the whole thing would just be far too overwhelming, because I can tell you there's stuff going on. Because there's always stuff going on in the spirit realm. Sometimes there's really not anything to interact with, because I don't fully know how to label that. It's just, like... And sometimes there's really just not much going on. Like, this area, there's really not that much going on. Like, there is some spiritual stuff, but, like, not anything that I can, like, really pinpoint. And, like, nothing crazy, nothing overwhelming, nothing to really interact with. There is something, like, running through the graveyard that I don't feel threatened by or anything like that. I honestly feel like it's not even acknowledging me that just ran through. But like, I don't really see much of anything to interact with. So I'm going to move on to the next area, because for me, I'm walking around right now. Like I said, when I first started off, I used to sit on the floor or sit in a chair. So I like sitting on the floor. I don't know why. And I would often find myself rocking, praying with my eyes closed. Hey, what's going on here? And a lot of times what I would do is I would hear, like, it would be like my own thoughts, but it wouldn't be my own thoughts, if that makes any sense. And I would like see some pictures in my mind's eye. Then I got to the point where I would start looking around and go, okay, what's going on over here? So like right now I'm looking at a different portion of the cemetery. It does look like there is something over here behind this tree. There's a squirrel over here too. That's not spiritual though. That's actually there. I think. Oh, it just looked at me. It's looking at me now, so I think it is. Because I have seen some rats in the spirit before that weren't actually there. Like, yeah, that's a whole different story, which I think I told the story on the last podcast or two podcasts ago. I don't remember. This spirit is very childlike. I typically don't see humans because, like I said, I don't even know if I believe in human ghost spirits. I don't know where I stand on that. So it's typically like angels, demons, and other like entities that are non-human. It doesn't feel evil, but it also doesn't feel holy, so I don't really know what. And sometimes like that happens, like I can feel some stuff, but I don't really know what to make of it. So sometimes it's like the energy of the place. So like maybe let's see, let's go take a look at what the headstone over by the tree says, because it's almost like this. It's like the spirits like kind of checked me out to like see like what's she about, what's she doing, she good. 1811 to 1877. I think I'm actually standing in somebody's grave. Whoops, I didn't mean to. 77, 66. That's actually older. Not a child. Not anything like that. There's a bunch of them here, and like that's something too, like I typically can't. I probably should have went somewhere that I could pinpoint things, because in the cemetery I can't usually pinpoint, because like, so if it's okay, so like for instance I went to the Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Children's School and Orphanage, that's abandoned, and I could feel that a lot of kids got mistreated. The basement felt like a prison. Like, it felt like that was where a lot of the abuse took place. There was a lot of sadness, but it wasn't, it, for me, it was because of how I felt like that people got treated there. And like, it wasn't all bad by any means. And like, it's usually never all bad or all good. But like, I can feel the energy of the place. And that particular place, there was a lot of going on. So I actually saw a lot of demons. One tried to follow me home. I had to put up some boundaries to stop it. Whereas like cemeteries, stuff like that doesn't usually happen in cemeteries. It's usually just where the body lays. So I really can't feel the energy of like whatever happened. It's just like sometimes, like a lot of times people come to cemeteries to like, whether they know what they're doing or not, or and like a lot of times it's dark, and so like stuff like that I can usually feel, and like that's when there's usually like a bunch of spiritual stuff going on. But it's also why like, so like things didn't really happen. There's not really a lot of reasons for a lot of spirits to be here. So typically picking up on that energy, and like, I can feel some stuff, but it's not like good or evil. I just feel some stuff. I don't really know how to pinpoint it. Or like occasionally, like I said, it takes me like 2 seconds to get in and out of the place of being able to see. And like that tree over there, there is something. There is a demon over there. I'm not. And when things like that happen, I'm like, okay, Is it going to try to come at me? Do I need to set up putting boundaries, or is it just going to hang out over there? I feel like it's just gonna hang out over there, so I'm just not even gonna acknowledge it, except for just to tell you what it is. If I feel like it's gonna come at me, I place up boundaries again, like we did in the beginning. Don't touch me. Don't come at me. Don't come near me. I'll leave you alone. You leave me alone. We're good. And then if it doesn't listen, demonic evil entities I cast into the pits of hell if they don't listen. I've never had to get violent in the cemetery, spiritually violent in the cemetery. I've never felt anything that like crazy or off in cemeteries. Like, I felt stuff and it's felt like, oh, because there's so much like spiritual activity sometimes, but like it's for me, it's never been like aggressive towards me. Unless it just didn't want me there, then okay, like just put up boundaries. And like, we also want to just control, because like, ask permit, and permission goes both ways. Because like, I've even interacted with angels before. Like, I have one hanging out in my house. There's been some stuff going on that this angel has been sitting there protecting me, and I know it's because I'm like entering this place where I'm trying to help people in a different way. And there's a lot of warfare around that, surrounding that. So there's this angel hanging out in my house in the corner. It's a really intense angel. It's a high up angel, and I believe his name is Avery. I at first was like, all right, thanks for being here. Creep me out, but thanks, because like I said, this angel is like a high up one, and it's got a lot of eyes, and it's kind of creepy looking, so it's weird. I malfunctioned. And so I know, because like this, it's like the soldiers in the red coats in England, I believe, that can protect the castle, that like don't look anywhere else, like they're super focused, like almost look angry, but they're not really angry, like they're kind of more emotionless, but they're super focused on their job and they're not gonna be distracted by anything. That's what this angel feels like. And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna like let do thing. But then it was still there after a few days, so I was like, why are you here? And it said to protect you, and it answered me, but it was like short with me, and I'm like, okay, and moved on. And then I was like, okay, this thing is still here. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to this thing anymore. Who is this? And I heard the name Avery, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna let angry Avery hang out over there and do his job, and I don't know what's going on. I thank you. It's creepy, but thank you. Whatever. So like, and then there's Michael, who like, if I'm out and about, usually sometimes in my house too, but like it's usually if I'm out and about, if some warfare is about to happen, he'll come in to protect me. He'll come follow me around to protect me. He was around earlier. He doesn't seem to be. He is around still. He's just not very close now. Interesting. And like, this is something that I never actually see them. I like to see them in my mind's eye. I can get a feel and see them in my mind, like where they're at. But like Michael, I've interacted with before, like asked questions and things like that. And like, sometimes I'll ask if it's okay, or sometimes I'll just like see if it feels okay. If like with Avery, it didn't feel okay, so I just asked him why he was there, because frankly, he was creeping me out. I'm like, you just been sitting over there in the corner, like, what are you doing? I need to know. Like, you answered me, okay, I'm gonna move on now. But like, typically, if it's something that doesn't seem to want to interact, then I don't interact. But like, permission, consent goes both ways, spiritual realm and non-spiritual realm. If it is something evil, demonic in your house, obviously you want to be able to get rid of it. So with that, pray, see why it's there, how it came in. If it's something that you let in, whether consciously or subconsciously, because a lot of times we do things subconsciously, see like how and the whatever the root of that is, deal through that before you try and get rid of it. Set up some boundaries for sure. You can bind it, you can set up boundaries. If you bind it, then that just means that, like, temporarily they can't really move or do anything to you, so you're gonna be safe. If you're not at home though, I would recommend just leaving them alone, unless you are surrounded by people or you have a group of people you know who are experienced and can help you and walk you through some things so that you're gonna be safe. Or you have a lot of experience and you kind of know what's up, because you can make your life a whole lot harder if you don't just leave it alone. And you can make the place a whole lot more evil if you don't just leave it alone sometimes too. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to keep you safe. And like, cause like there have definitely been times where I've gotten rid of stuff. Some of them have been mistakes, and some of them have been good because, like, the person who owned the place asked, and, like, they were ready to get rid of the attachment or whatever it was, and so we cleared the place out so it was a safe place, whatever. That happens too. Just continuously ask for wisdom and what's going on and what's safe, what's not safe, what direction to take. Ask people who have experience. They've probably made a bunch of mistakes that they can help you learn from. Learn from those mistakes, because your life can get a whole lot harder if you don't. So right now I'm going to wrap things up. So Holy Spirit, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your protection. I pray continued protection. And anything that, if things entered the space that weren't there before, I pray they go back to where they came from during this prayer session. If they entered the space and they weren't there before, I pray they go back to where they came from. And I pray that the doors to sink into the spirit realm will be closed, at least for the session. I thank you for showing us pictures, for talking to us, for being our guide and helping us navigate the spirit realm, helping us not fear the spirit realm, and helping us stay safe in the natural and the spiritual. In Jesus' name, amen. So you're free to open those doors back up if you want to. I wanted to make sure they were closed. That way, if anybody's inexperienced, they don't have to worry about things being around or being like, I'm stuck with this and I don't know how to deal with it. Just being safe and like being able to experience things, but also being safe. If you want me to do something like this again, I would be more than happy to. Maybe I'll go to a different place next time, and see what I see there and talk you through that, talk you through how I'm praying. If you have questions, please let me know at BrickSenta. Instagram is probably the easiest place to get a hold of me, but you can get a hold of me on TikTok or YouTube. Basically everywhere at BrickSenta. But I can guide you through more prayers, more ways to see in the spirit realm, more protections, whatever it is. Let me know what more you want. If you want more of these guided prayers, let me know. I would be happy to do it. If you are like, yeah, I want more, but this XYZ would help me more. If you did more of the protection, or if you did more praying instead of explaining what's going on, or whatever it is, let me know at BrickSenta. And oh yeah, get the merch. All right, I love you so much. I believe in you. Dream big, take action. Until next time, bye.